This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live from Globe Life Field where the doors are open, getting ready for Rangers and Blue Jays. Are right now on the D&M Leasing Hotline, we bring to you Emmy Award winner and now DraftKings NFL Network analyst. It is Trey Wingo. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing really well. We'll try to keep this conversation less emotional than last week, so that's what we'll go with to start.
No worries,
but
man. All good.
There is, as you can probably guess, this is a game with the Cowboys and the Ravens where it feels like both teams are coming into this game with quite a bit of panic in them.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, you know, let's start from the Ravens side. They have aspirations of getting to the Super Bowl, and I'm sure the Cowboys do too, but we can talk about that in a second. But here's the grand list in the history of the Super Bowl era of teams that have started 0-3 and have gone on to win the Super Bowl. Zero.
Oh.
It's never happened.
Yep.
As you guys know, the Cowboys of 93 were the first team to go 0-2 and win the Super Bowl. That was when Emmitt Smith was holding out. And then 2001 Patriots with Tommy Brady filling in for Drew Bledsoe in 2001, and then the Giants in 07. So that's it. So for the Ravens, you know, historically their season is not going to go the way they want it to if they don't come out of this game with a win. And the Cowboys need to find this interesting thing called home field advantage, right?
No kidding.
Just think about it. Last season they extended the second longest home winning streak in franchise history to 16 straight games. Last season alone, they had the highest point differential at home in the NFL, the best turnover differential at home in the NFL. And then in their last two home games, the wild card loss to the Packers, and obviously what happened on Sunday, they've given up 40 points in back-to-back games. So whatever mojo the Cowboys had is out the door.
Trey, last time we talked with you, you mentioned a friend of ours, a friend of yours, maybe the best dude we know, Darren Woodson. And we discussed yesterday, Kevin, the credentials of Travis Frederick in the Hall of Fame. But we've told Darren many times that we are gladly leading the campaign for his Hall of Fame induction. Would you like to join us by giving your pitch for Darren Woodson in the Hall of Fame?
He absolutely belongs in the Hall of Fame. And also, I'm rooting for him because he told me he would help. He would let me be one of his presenters.
So yes.
Oh, yes.
Would very much love for Darren to be in the Hall of Fame. Look, what else do you need to say except these things? He's a part of three Super Bowl championships, and he's the leading tackler in the history of the Dallas Cowboys franchise.
Yes.
Now, this is not the Carolina Panthers, okay? This is not the Jacksonville Jaguars, nor the Tennessee Titans / Houston Oilers. This is the Dallas frickin' Cowboys. And you're talking about a guy who's the leading tackler in the history of that organization. Those credentials alone put him in the Hall of Fame. I have no idea what people are looking for or waiting for.
Man.
We'll take
that
clip and we will submit it to the group that's voting on it this year, because he belongs for sure, man.
Now, for obvious reasons, we're hoping that the Saints are actually really, really, really good.
Yeah.
I know the offense has been going wild in these first 2 weeks. What do you make of the Saints, not only in the first 2 weeks, but their prospects for the season?
Well, it's interesting, right? They put up 91 points in their first two games. And just to put some historical context on that, the last two teams to score 90 or more points in their first two games of the regular season, both went on to win the Super Bowl that year.
Woo!
The 09 Saints, who won Super Bowl 44, and the 1971 Cowboys,
wow,
who went on to win Super Bowl 6. And in those first two games, guys, remember, they were shuffling quarterbacks between Roger Staubach and Craig Morton that year. And just weirdly historical here, that year they started 4-3 with the shuffle, and finally they said, pick one, and they stuck with Roger, and they went on to win the championship that year.
It's a good decision. Good decision.
Seems like it was the right one, yeah. All right, so this is Trey, this seems like the year, at the moment at least, in the first couple of games here, of the reclamation quarterback of Derek Carr, Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield. Yeah. Which one's not a real human, but which one's real and can keep this up all season?
Well, you know, I always think Derek has been a little underrated and underappreciated. But I'm just, for me as a fan of football, I'm just excited for Baker because here was a guy who was left for dead, right? I mean, he set the single-season rookie touchdown pass record in Cleveland in 2018 and then went sideways. He got a little hurt. All things went crazy. Then he bounced around between Carolina and the Rams and really sort of found himself last season in Tampa Bay. And now he's got a real home, I think. He leads the NFL in touchdown passes this year. And it's just nice to see a kid, and he's still a kid, you know, let's not kid ourselves here. He's still a young man that has been through a lot early on in his career and has found a way to come out sort of on the other side of it. And, you know, he has a quality Hall of Fame wide receiver in Mike Evans, and Chris Godwin's playing well, and that defense is playing well. I'm really happy for Baker that he sort of flipped the narrative on what's going on. For Sam, you know, maybe let's see. We'll see how it plays out. Obviously, having Justin Jefferson, and you can hoist up a 97-yard touchdown pass to him.
Yes.
Helps as they did last week. But, you know, Derek has always been consistent. He hasn't been flashy. But for Baker has turned the narrative. Like, people look at Baker differently. After his rookie season in 2018, you know, 2019, 2020, we were like, I don't know, man. I'm not sure. And he's flipped the script. And you always like to see somebody do that. So I think I would be the most in on Baker at this point.
You know, all three of those quarterbacks, and we discuss this, I think, every year there's a new version of it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
They all, you could say franchise or the organization or coaching, whatever, could be at blame there. With Bryce Young, what you're looking at with him and his troubles and the Panthers' troubles, where do you place that blame? Coaching, organization, the player himself?
Well, let's start Baker. Let's just start. Bryce has not played well, right? We can all agree to that. There are reasons for that. Like look at, for example, look at what the Texans did with C.J. Stroud, okay? You had Nico Collins. You had Tank Dell. They get Dalton Schultz from the Dallas Cowboys, and he has a phenomenal rookie year. Then what do? They go get Stephon Diggs. They go get Joe Mixon, and they put pieces around him to make him even more successful. Contrast that to what the Panthers have done with Bryce Young. And by the way, the Panthers have this unbelievable history of trading away their best players in their prime, whether it's Christian McCaffrey, or whether it's DJ Moore and part of the deal that got them the number one pick to get Bryce Young, or Brian Burns this offseason. Call me crazy, but maybe a good pass rusher on defense would make things a little easier for a quarterback. Now, there are issues with Bryce, and he's just little. You know, he's little in a littler way than Baker was because he's not thick like Baker. But they have given him nothing to work with. This is an organizational failure for me. With the Panthers when it comes to Bryce Young. And when I hear people say, well, you know, he's potentially the biggest bust of all time, come on, man. Stop that. What has he been given to work with? It's like, you know, it's like fielding an NBA team with five guys that are under 6 feet. You're not going to have success. So Bryce is part of the problem, but the bigger problem is the Carolina Panthers organization. And dare I say it, David Tepper is starting to make Daniel Snyder look interesting.
Wow. That's not a category you want to be in for sure. One of the things leading into, yeah, I know you can talk us across the NFL. We've obviously talked a lot of Cowboys, Ravens. Micah said they're going to try really hard to keep Lamar Jackson in the pocket. Is that the way to go, and is that even possible?
Well, I think everybody tries. I think the Chiefs
tried.
I think everybody tries. You know, the question is, can you find a way to do it? You know, and if you look over, sometimes the Ravens are their own worst enemy. You go back and look at the AFC Championship game last year. They ran it 16 times when they averaged 31 rushing attempts in the regular season on their way to the number one seed, and they cut that number almost in half. So, you know, and then Lamar does tend to make curious decisions at times, like at the end of that Raiders game. You know, it sure looked to me like he just kept the ball. He had a pretty good chance of scoring, instead of you know, lateraling it back. So, I love the idea of trying to keep Lamar in the pocket. Let me just say, good luck with that. I mean, everybody tries that. The question is, can you come up with a plan that's going to make you successful doing it?
Now, I know you do a lot of interviews, but I wanted to see if you wanted to go ahead and say that we're your favorite show that you interview with, and where are you driving to?
Yes, I absolutely. This is my favorite show in the history of interviews. There's no question about that.
We did strong
Dallas-Fort Worth connections run in my family, absolutely. I'm on my way up to Boston where the DraftKings studios are. We're doing the pregame power-up tonight. 5 o'clock DFW time on DraftKings Network, where we're going to break down the game between the Patriots and the Jets, get you set for week 3.
Are you excited for this game in terms of, well, I mean, I'm sure we all get excited for football in general, but just to see more of what the Patriots really are.
Yeah, and let's be honest, what is Aaron Rodgers?
Fair. Right? I mean, that's fair.
He's gone 24 straight games without a 300-yard passing game. That's the longest streak in the NFL. And for the first time in his career, back-to-back passing games under 200 yards. So there are things that we need to see about Aaron Rodgers and whether or not he can still be the Aaron Rodgers that we remember, because that guy has not really surfaced yet for the Jets.
Well, Trey, you've been really supportive of us. We hope everyone checks you out on DraftKings. Thank you very much for jumping on with us so much.
Anytime, guys. Just let me know. Cheers. Great.
Absolutely. Cheers. There you go. Trey Wingo right here on 105.3 The Fan. I know we talked a lot of NFL there.
Sports.
He's the best. He's awesome. We have some college news to throw out there as well. I forgot to hit this in the last segment. Arch Manning is going to make his first ever college start this weekend. Now, I feel like that a lot of people thought it was going to trend in that direction. Because Quinn Ewers is week to week. But I'm excited to see it. I don't want Texas to succeed, but that kid was unbelievable in his last game. I want to see him again.
Well, and I think the other thing, I know you don't want him to succeed, but Mike's a fan of quarterbacks. I think you do.
Yeah.
You do find a way to go, man, this player is going to be good in the NFL. And you find a way to look at and watch that and separate it a little from the team, Kevin, from the laundry, if you will. But, yeah, man, as an OU fan, I'm kind of in that same boat, but I'm also going, man, Arch Manning could be that dude.
It'll be interesting because you just brought up OU.
Mm-hmm.
Texas OU, is it like October 11th or 12th, right around that date? That'll be about when they think Quinn Ewers is healthy.
Ooh.
So do they go back? I think that Texas OU game, obviously that isn't coming up this week, but that's approximately when Quinn Ewers gets healthy, and then Sarkisian is going to have, I think, a very tough decision for that OU game.
Do you think that Sark hates this decision, though? I feel like part of him is like, this is great. I could be in a situation where I have crap for quarterbacks, but right now I have to make a decision between two guys that everybody is envious of.
If they lose that OU game, he made the wrong decision.
Oh, yeah, no matter how it goes.
Yeah.
No matter how it goes. But, like, this feels like the exception to the if you have two quarterbacks, you have no quarterbacks rule. No, they have two quarterbacks that, like, most teams would be like, ooh, can I have one of
those,
please?
Absolutely. Everybody in the country wants at least one of those guys right now for sure. And a main part of it is the way that Sark's calling those plays.